come so that you can reap a harvest or something. And these kinds of things, they make me really angry. And I'm sure it makes some of you very angry. And the truth is that it should anger us because it angers our God. Because God hates false teaching. I sometimes even just wish that it would disappear. Right? I'm sure some of you have thought that too. But the Bible is clear that that's not going to happen. Not anytime, well, until Christ comes. And false teachers have existed since the beginning of the church. And the Bible is very clear and tells us how God feels about them, that they will continue to teach. And he also tells us how he will handle such people. And he also shows us how we should respond to false teaching and what we should do when it's around us. So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 13 through 16. Just to give you guys the context of this passage, Jeremiah was a prophet and he was called by God to preach judgment to rebel sinners who were supposed to be God's chosen people. And this nation that God brought out of slavery by his grace had exchanged the one true God for idol worship and other terrible sins. And these people did not listen to the preaching of Jehovah's servant, but instead listened to false prophets who told them what they wanted to hear. Instead of judgment, these so-called prophets preached peace to sinners. They preached that everything would be okay with them in spite of all the horrible abominations that was going on in the nation. They didn't preach about repentance. And if that sounds familiar to any of you. So let's read Jeremiah 14, 13 through 16. It says, "Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them to speak. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say sword and famine shall not come upon this land, by sword and famine those prophets shall be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and sword, with none to bury them, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, for I will pour out their evil upon them." So if you haven't noticed yet, it's clear from this passage that God hates false prophets and their message. In verses 14 through 16, we can see that the lying prophets from Jeremiah's day and their followers received the due wrath of God by perishing by the sword and by famine or a lack of food. They were not tolerated by our holy God. It is not any different today because God still hates false prophets. And if you doubt that the loving God of the New Testament hates false prophets, then look at what Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. Let's turn to Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23. Christ said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name? And do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So, Jesus Christ himself called false prophets workers of lawlessness or sinners. So if God has a problem with false teachers, then the church of Jesus Christ should have a problem with them too. They must not be tolerated among us, even for the sake of unity. How many churches today are compromising their beliefs, and instead of speaking out against false teaching, they're just saying, well, that's just how they believe. We can't judge them. They're still brothers in the Lord. Remember that not everyone who professes the name of Christ or says that they believe the Bible is our brother. And Jesus said that by their fruits, you will know these teachers. And you can also know their victims by their fruits. Let's go back a little bit in Matthew. Start from verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. So we see that God hates false teaching, and the false teachers, in the end, Jesus will do away with them. Even though we can't stop false teaching, because the Bible says that it will continue, God is letting it be around for his own special purpose. And when Christ judges the world, they will get what they deserve. But what does that mean for us? What should we do when we're confronted with false teaching? What's the job of the saints to do? 2 Timothy chapter 4 shows us how to deal with false teaching. 2 Timothy, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So Paul tells Timothy how to respond to this false teaching. He doesn't say to just sit around and complain about it. Or he doesn't say it's going to disappear. He says, preach the word. So yes, it's true that the false teachers will continue until God does away with them. But Paul said to Timothy, in the midst of all this, to preach the truth. So like the evangelism that we talked about this morning, this is not only for pastors to do. It's for all believers to do. Amen. We talked about this morning the ministry of reconciliation, but we don't only have the ministry of reconciliation, we have the ministry of defense of the truth. As Jude verse 3 says, to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. These false teachers are wolves in sheep's clothing, according to Christ, who mislead thousands, if not millions, of people around the world. I can't tell somebody that I'm studying to be a pastor without them asking if I like Joel Osteen. And it's true. I just got asked that the other day. So everyone's watching TV nowadays, and they're flipping through the channels, and they're catching these wolves in sheep's clothing as they're as they're looking for something to watch. And us, we're stewards of God's truth. He has entrusted the truth to us. So we have to stop complaining about false teachers and hoping that people are smart enough not to believe them. Because people are not smart enough to believe them. Unregenerate people are spiritually blind. They're going to believe false doctrine. They don't know the difference. These teachers even mislead some elect people, some real Christians. So let's do what Paul said in Timothy. We should reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. In other words, warn your friends, warn your family, warn the people around you who you know who are involved or listening to false doctrine. And I know it's hard, but do it with patience, because they're not going to automatically respond most of the time to what you're telling them. You have to have patience with people wrapped up in false teaching. And I know this because I myself used to be wrapped up in false teaching. I used to watch TBN. I used to love TBN. I went to a church where false teaching was taught. Me and my mom would sit down on the couch and watch Joel Osteen every week, every Sunday night. I used to believe the name it and claim it, that God's will is for everyone to be healed. I used to love that stuff. But God used a friend that was faithful enough to God to tell me the truth. And I didn't accept it all the first time he told me. But God used him and my school, my music, all kinds of things to sovereignly and graciously lead me out of false doctrine. And he also graciously did this to my wife. And that wasn't the first time I told her. It took a little while for her to hear me out. So if there's anyone in your life who you know is drowning in false teaching, dying in their sins, warn them with patience. Keep on teaching them. And God will handle the false teachers in his own time. But we must be faithful to preach the truth. Let's pray.